Now, on this Invest Talk podcast, Steve Peasley listens to your questions and provides unbiased answers. Invest Talk, over 31 million downloads and counting.
I wanted to get your opinion on ticker symbol.
I just really like it as a long-term play.
Appreciate the show. Appreciate all the knowledge. Thanks, guys.
Your participation makes it unique. 888-99-CHART.
This podcast is produced by KPP Financial. Steve Peasley, President. KPP Financial. Independent thinking, shared success. And now today's podcast.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Invest Talk. It is Friday, September 17th, 2021. And of course, what, 17th of September, this is the last couple weeks of the quarter, and then we'll be moving to the fourth quarter. So what that means is we'll get some earnings.
On radio, streaming live on investtalk.com, and for our podcast subscribers, this is Invest Talk, above average investing for the average investor. Invest Talk is made possible by KPP Financial, a registered investment advisor firm serving clients throughout the United States. And now, KPP Financial President, Financial Advisor Steve Peasley.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Invest Talk. It is Friday, September 17th, 2021. And of course, what, 17th of September, this is the last couple weeks of the quarter, and then we'll be moving to the fourth quarter. So what that means is we'll get some earnings reports starting in, of course, October, and we're moving toward the fall. So I kind of like the fall myself. Even though where I live, the fall really isn't very fallish. I graduated from college here on the West Coast, but I worked my first 7-8 years of my working life was in New York City and the surrounding area, but New York City. And your weather changes there on the East Coast or any place else other than Southern California, I guess, are vastly different. Here, the fall is just cooler, 70, 80s. Instead of, and very little rain still. So it's kind of summery. But I do like the fall. I like the cooler weather. I like the winters here because then you get some cool weather. Still can get hot days, though. Anyways, and while we're waiting for that to happen, and it happens every year, and every day, every week, every month, we always have to keep an eye on our portfolios. I find the market acting very unusual. I'm going to talk about that a little bit today. And it's part of our talking point, so our main issue that we're going to discuss. We always state our mission statement at the beginning of the show, that's independent thinking and share success, meaning I'll share with you. And I would like you to share with me any of your success. I want to hear it. I want to hear what you're doing. I like it. Anyways, that mission statement means that I will provide factual information. I will be as honest as I can be with the data I have in front of me. And, I will try to educate as much as I can so we all can learn more. And I will do it all without a bias. I'm Steve Peasley, and I encourage you to contact me with your financial investment questions. We are live right now. 888-99-CHART is our number. And when you ask your questions, you take me in the direction, take the entire show in the direction you want to go, whether it's just talk about stocks, which we do every day, or anything else. As long as it's financial, we'll go there. So give me a call. 888-99-CHART is the number. We're live 4 to 5 Pacific time, Monday through Friday, so that means we're live right now. And if you can't call during the live show, you can always call and still leave your questions, and we promise to get to them, and we do. And as you know, if you dub that, you know that that is true. The number, 888-99-CHART. So let's get right to the listener line questions. And here's one that came in earlier.
Hello, first-time caller. My name is Corey. I'm brand new to trading. And I want to get some information about one of these, a possible investment, SLGG, Super League Gaming. It seems to be pretty good. I have a pretty good belief that gaming, cloud gaming and things like that is honestly about to take off. with technology. If you can just overlook it and just let me know if you may think it's a good investment or not. Thank you.
Okay, since you're just starting, let me tell you that you want to buy stocks generally that make money. Try to avoid those stocks that don't make money because they're not a real business yet until they make money. Now, this is a very speculative one. It's a very tiny company, 126 million market cap, called Super League Gaming. The symbol is SLGG. It's out of Santa Monica, California. It provides amateur esports community and contact platform to personalize experience to the large and small gamer out there. They don't make money, have never made money, not going to make money this year, and they're not going to make money next year. They're going to lose 73 cents a share this year, 67 cents a share next year. So they do have growth in sales. The growth in sales have exceeded 200% the last three quarters in a row. Now, mind you, it's very easy when you're really tiny to grow. When you're only doing $300,000 in sales, it's not that hard to get up to $600,000. That's 100% growth. So they were doing $200,000, $300,000. Now, this most recent quarter, they did $1.1 million. Okay? So the sales growth is nice. The stock is $3.53. Super speculative. These are the kinds of stocks you only take a little bit of money and change and try it. You don't put your whole portfolio in it. You don't even put not even 3% of your portfolio, little bit of money. And you only do one or two of these where you have 15 to 20 other stocks that are very solid, very large or medium size and growing earnings and sales. So you got to look for those things. My focus point today, concerns a story, is the stock market undergoing a slow motion deterioration? That's kind of what I was thinking about, and I thought that it might be. I wrote about it in the newsletter this morning. So, I wrote about the correction that I think we're in. It's it's a really unusual correction. Some corrections are, the whole market falls. Some, only certain sectors falls. We're having more of that type of correction right now. We're going to talk about that in more details. Other thing I want to talk about is fear and greed. I've talked about this many, many times over the 20-plus years I've been doing this show. But I want to talk about it again and talk about what we're seeing in the market. Cryptocurrency. I want to talk about it. We've talked about it many times. I've told you that I think cryptocurrency is here to stay, but it's extremely speculative. There's no way to value it, but I want to talk about it in conjunction with governments. And did you know 1/3 of American workers leave free money on the table? 1/3, 33%. Those are going to be our discussion points. Of course, you drive the show where you want to. You can tell me where to go, figuratively. And anyways, you drive the show wherever you want it to go. 888-99-CHARTER is our number. How did the market do today? Dow was down 166, the NASDAQ down 138, and the S&P was down 41. We had one pretty big up day, but that was about it this week. Most of the week was down. Almost all of September had been down, but it's been very mild. I think the S&P 500 is like 1%, 1.5% off its top. I mean, that's nothing, but it doesn't feel like that. It feels worse than that. I'll explain why later. So, Noel from Napa, hang on, you'll be the first one up today, but now we are headed into a short break as usual, but we also are moving into the weekend, so you'll probably have a few financial investment questions, so I'm here, ready to speak to you live, 888-99-CHART.
No two investors have an identical portfolio.
so each investor will have different questions.
I guess I'm wondering how I should kind of diversify.
If the questions specific to your portfolio aren't being asked, your situation is not addressed.
And I wanted your thoughts on the cannabis market.
Steve Peasley and Justin Klein take InvestTalk listener questions each weekday during the program live stream in the 4 to 5 p.m. hour Pacific time. The InvestTalk Voice Bank never closes, so your questions are always welcome.
As a newer investor, my question concerns positions.
You have the right to remain silent, but why would you, when anything you ask will be used to help you create your financial freedom?
I think it'll probably go higher.
And so I would keep a tight stop on it.
So don't forget to call InvestTalk, 888-99-CHART. Summer is fading fast. You've got a portfolio to grow and protect, so get your finance and investment questions together and call Steve Peasley and Justin Klein. They're ready with their unbiased answers. InvestTalk, 888-99-CHART.
888-99-CHART. We're going to go talk to Noel in Napa. Hi, Noel.
Good afternoon, Steve. Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing about that free money. I'd like to get in on some of it. I'm wondering about VIA, symbol VIA. It pays a nice dividend, but do you think it's a little too small, a little too thin?
It's a really small company. VIA Renewables, Inc., it's a market cap of $146 million. So it's really, really small in the market cap world. Okay. Anything over $10 billion is a large cap. Between maybe 4.5 to 8.5 is a mid cap, moving to large. Anything under $4 billion is a small cap. And then anything under $1 billion is a micro cap. And this is a micro cap, $146 million. It's pretty small. And it does pay a nice dividend of 7.3%, or at least it did. It provides natural gas and electricity utility services to residential and commercial customers. So it's kind of unusual to have a utility be this small. Usually they're bigger. It's a $9.98 stock. They made $1.48 a share in 2020, but I do not have estimates for this year. Their dividend yield was 7.3%. Now, it might be because the stock is so inexpensive, 7% of $9 or $10, 70 cents, and they made $1.48. So you can see how that's possible. It is possible they can maintain that. Their cash flow is $1.57. The return equity is a very healthy 50%. So fundamentally, it looks like a pretty strong stock, except for one factor, and that is sales growth has been shrinking the last four quarters. Not sure why. I mean, not dramatically, but just getting less and less sales. And I would want to know what the heck. On August 30th, to be acquired by Idealnomics for $450 million. Okay, so this company was purchased. By another company called Idealnomics, $450 million. So, and that was announced on August 30th. So you're not buying this company anymore. If you buy this stock, depends on how the deal was structured, you might be buying Idealnomics, whatever that company is. Okay? I don't know if it's a public company or not. So you won't be buying this company. It's already been bought. Noel, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. My focus point today concerns the story behind a question: is the stock market undergoing a slow motion deterioration? In other words, a pullback. And a very unusual pullback. Why do I say that? Well, because it's just certain stocks and sectors at a time. So it's not a general pullback. Yes, you're seeing a general weakness, but when the S&P 500 is only 1.5% off its top, it's not much, where there are certain stocks and certain sectors that are much more in a correction. For instance, If you look at the S&P 500, there's more than 15% of those stocks in the S&P 500 that have fallen more than 20%. If you're looking at the mid-cap stocks, S&P 500 is usually the big companies. The mid-cap, the S&P mid-cap stocks, 20% of those are below 30%. And if you look at the S&P small-cap stocks, 20% of those are down 48%. So if you're in the wrong stocks, you've taken a big bath. The large companies are the ones that held up the best so far. Now, in the industrial section, American Airlines down 26%, FedEx down 20%, DuPont down 20%, PPG down 18%, Caterpillar down 17%. So you can see how big drops some of the big companies. And retailers, Nordstrom's down 41%. The Gap down 36%. Now, of course, you know, retailers have other issues, competition from Amazon and everything else, but these are huge drops. Kohl's down 19%. Ross Stores down 16%. Luxury items, you know, there's Kering, Tapestry, down 20% or more. Richemont, different companies, not well known. Home builders, down 26%. Pulte Homes, KB Homes, 21%. So you're seeing, and then the ones, big pharmaceuticals, they're pulling up the best. The biggest, Eli Lilly's down 13%. Bristol Myers down 11%. But that industry is probably holding up pretty well. But you can see how, you know, market's not very healthy right now. Just not. So, it's Friday, and coming up very soon, I will share highlights from the newest KP Premium newsletter. But in the meantime, I'm here to take in your questions on InvestTalk. 888-99-CHARGE.
No two portfolios are alike, and every investor has a unique set of circumstances. The best way to get answers that correspond with your situation is for you to submit your questions to Steve Peasley and Justin Klein. The 24-hour listener line never closes, so don't forget to call InvestTalk. 888-99-CHART.
Hey guys, this is Travis from Iowa. I'm calling to ask about a stock, ticker symbol is TCS, the Container Store. I kind of am just a fan of it. My wife and I have shopped there to get some of their organization products, and we liked it. So I just kind of started looking into it and doing some research on TD Ameritrade. Some of their analysts said that it was very attractive, and so I was just kind of curious what your take was and what would be a good entry point for the Container Store. Thank you. God bless.
Well, it is attractive. The Container Store operates 93 stores in 33 states, D.C., D.C. offering storage and organization products. I was at dinner last weekend, and I saw one of these in near South Coast Plaza, and I saw the big sign. I said, I wonder what that means. What's a Container Store? Well, now I know. I didn't know it was a public company. Anyways, they have made money forever, and they've been growing their earnings pretty steadily. 2021, they're going to make $1.24. Next year, $1.22, and the year after, $1.12. So the next couple of years, earnings are actually going down. PE ratio, the stock is at $10.83. So that PE ratio is pretty darn low, right? I mean, it's below 10. It's more like 8 going forward. But sales are doing very well. The last three quarters, up 20%, 30%, and 62% in the most recent quarter. So sales are skyrocketing. Debt is manageable at 46%. Mutual funds, they doubled in the last year. The mutual fund ownership of this company has doubled in the last year. And management owns 5%. It's a $547 million market cap company, so it's still small. It's a very small company. Almost a micro cap. Sales growth is what interests me and what makes me think that it's attractive. Not sure why their earnings are going to be falling. Might be because they're expanding. That would be my guess. But I'd have to look into that. But it's a reasonable price, $10.83. It got up to close to $18, $19 and pulled back. So the symbol is TCS, everybody, the Container Store. Okay? On Fridays, I generally take time to go down some of the numbers, you know, that we have, benchmark numbers. 2-year treasury yield at 0.226%. That's what they're paying per year, 0.22%. And last week it was the same. 10-year treasury, 1.36% a year. That's what you'll get if you buy a 10-year treasury. 1.36% a year. It was 1.33. 2 weeks ago it was 1.32. So the yield popped up a little bit. Therefore, the value went down if you owned one a little bit. Gold, $1,754. Last week, it was $1,721. 2 weeks ago, it was $1,829. So it's kind of just fluctuating there in a range. Silver today, $2,240. Last week, $2,389. Went down a little bit. Oil, $71.96. Last week, it was $69.50. That's pretty high for oil when we have plenty of it. The national average for gasoline, $3.19. That's up 2 pennies from a week ago. And here in California, $4.39. That was the same as a week ago. Notice where it's always over a dollar more per gallon. Per gallon, mind you. Texas, where you want to buy gasoline, $2.80 a gallon. Pretty good. 888-99-CHART. Okay, fear and greed. Okay, the market operates under fear and greed. You know, greed that the market's going up, the stock you own is going up, and you're greedy for more and more returns, and you want to buy more because you think it's going to go up more, and that's greed. Fear is, I'm going to lose money, I got to get out, market's going down. You got to control those two emotions, right? That's really the main thing you got to do when you're investing and managing your own money. Okay, so is the overall market full of fear or greed right now? And the answer is it's really neither. It's neither. And it's making it very difficult to ferret out which direction it's going to go. If, you know, when the market has no direction, it generally the direction will be down. Because the market has to be driven up by investors, by fear of missing out on the next big thing, or just greed that they want to buy all last year's winners this year. The market needs to be driven up. Whereas if it's not driven up, but it's not being sold off, it tends the market to go down. It tends to go down. Because remember, it takes more money in the market to drive it up. It only takes an absence of money or the absence of buying for it to go down in price. So that's, I think, what we're in. We're not in a bear market. That's clearly not it. Even in a correction, it's hard to say we are. I think we are. But there is a lack of buying. So that's what we're dealing with. It's kind of unusual. Okay, we're moving into break. I'm here now, and I'm taking live calls, as usual, Monday through Friday. So if you go on a call and talk to me live, now's the time to do it. 888-99-CHART.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It is official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The stock market is volatile. It's constantly changing. So how are you positioned? Is your portfolio properly balanced, or are you taking unnecessary risks? You can get guidance anytime for free if you go to investtalk.com and take the brief Riskalyze quiz.
Hi, this is Adam from Texas. I had a question about life insurance. I'm getting ready to retire from the military next year, and I was simply wondering, when would be the best time to purchase term life insurance? Would it be after I get out or right after my military life insurance ends, or should I try to get it now before I go in and do my final physicals, the VA and the military hospitals? Thanks. I appreciate you guys. Love the show.
Okay, term life insurance, when would be the best time to get it? First of all, you have to decide that you want it or it's needed. You know, life insurance is not a requirement. And my opinion is that if you have a need for life insurance, you should buy term life insurance. What is the need? You're married. If one of you dies, that's and a salary goes away, you need to replace the salary for a few years. One of you dies and one of you is a caregiver of children, you need to have enough money to raise those children if one of you dies. You know, there's going to be a reason. You have a large mortgage, and you know, if one of you dies, you want to have it paid off so your spouse won't have to worry about it. Things like that. Those are the reasons to have life insurance. If you're single, there's no reason to have life insurance. You're single and have no children. Okay, there's no reason to have life insurance. What for? So now, to answer your question, some life insurance companies will require physicals, and if there's something wrong with you that you think might prevent you from getting life insurance, I would get it sooner rather than later. The younger you are, the better it is. The cheaper the premium is for term life insurance. The older you are, the more expensive it is. And remember, a term life insurance policy only lasts a certain term, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, whatever the term you choose and whatever the limit you want. But it's also the cheapest life insurance. Other life insurance, whole life, universal life, those pretend that they're investments and life insurance. And I say pretend because they're expensive and there's better ways to invest money than through a life insurance. Okay? Okay, the KPP Premium Newsletter I wrote today and will be distributed to subscribers tomorrow morning. And I started off, there's four sections. I start off always with the market condition section. And despite one strong day for the market this week, it is clear now that stock prices are struggling. That's how I started with. We are going through what could be described as a mild correction, at least so far. A few percentage points weakness would normally be considered inadequate to constitute a correction, because normally corrections occur with dips around 10% or more. It could be as high as 20. Okay, while we are not at a pre-COVID labor participation level, labor in the U.S. is kind of tight. Though the unemployment rate is close to its lows, employers are saying they can't find enough skilled workers. Investors and traders need to stay the course. If we get decent correction, having a few dollars available to invest in the weakness would be a smart move. You know, if we get a decent correction. If you're fully invested, see if you can rebalance, and maybe that'll shake loose a few extra shekels. Okay? So, under the portfolio management section, it talked about diversification. You know, what it means, how to do it. You know, how do you become diverse? You know, we talked about it a lot. And it's not only being diverse in the stocks that you own and not having too much of any one stock, but also in the sectors that you own, not having too much in any one sector. I'll give you details of how much is too much and how much is about right. Okay? Stock ideas, two different companies, each developing pharmaceutical products. One, the immunology, virology, oncology, and other diseases. Strong value plus some growth. Pays a 3.2% dividend. The other pays a greater dividend, yielding 4.8%. Two big companies. I name them in the newsletter. You know why I don't name them here? Because I'm not supposed to. The SEC says I can't. I can't recommend stocks. I'm not even recommending these in the newsletter. What I'm doing is suggested that they be put on your watch list, and you do your research and pick them out. Okay? Consumer Watch. I talked about good and bad debt. There are two kinds of debt out there, good and bad. Good debt is typically a mortgage loan because you're leveraging a property, which usually goes up in value over time. So it's an appreciating asset. Bad debt is depreciating assets. And that worst debt is credit card debt. And I talked about how you can, there's a new credit card out there by Citigroup. I'm not recommending it or anything, but there's a new credit card out there with 0% financing for 18 months. Meaning you don't have to pay any interest on the loan. So you could transfer an existing credit card debt to the new credit card debt and pay 0% so that you can pay down the debt. That's the whole intent. Stop paying, stop buying more than you make. Stop it. And that's what many people do with credit cards. Spending more than they make. Got to get out of that habit. And ASAP, get out of that habit. So there's a lot of valuable information in the newsletter, the KPP Premium Newsletter. I give out I finish it Friday and mail it out Saturday these days. And you can subscribe if you want. You can do it directly at investtalk.com, investtalk.com with two T's. And after subscribing, you'll receive the full report each Saturday directly to your inbox. It'll be there. Let's pivot back to InvestTalk Voice Bank for a question that came in earlier from Canada, an 888-99-CHART.
Hi, Steve or Justin. This is Sid from Ontario, Canada. Thanks for the wonderful show. I've been listening all the time. I have a question regarding stock Big Lots. Symbol is BIG. It's one of the all-time favorite, and it's down by $8 or $9 in last couple of quarters, but has a good PE, and all the numbers are quite promising. If you could give your feedback on this stock, that would be great. I'll listen to your answer in the next podcast. Thank you so very much. Bye.
Okay, this is Big Lots, B-I-G, B as in boy. Operates 1,408 discount stores in 47 states. Stores offer brand names, closeout, and other value-priced goods. It's a very popular store, and you know I like it. I like it a lot. It's going to make $7.35 this year, but next year only $6.04, the year after $6.19, and it's a $47 stock. So the PE, is what? Eight PE? That's one of the reasons I like it. 5-year range, though, is 3 to 17. So it never really trades at a very high PE. But the return on equity is 27%, pays a 2.5% dividend, cash flow almost $12 a share. So management owns 2%, mutual funds are about the same over the last years. And that is a problem because, you know, you and I individually, we don't drive stocks. Institutions buying and selling drive stocks up and down. A little disappointed, most recent quarter sales fell 11%. Before that, sales grew every quarter. So I'm not sure why they fell. It might be because a year ago, they jumped up so much because of COVID. I don't know. I don't know why. So it's a really, really good company, well-managed company. Management owns 2% of the stock, and it's a $1.5 billion company. So it's small cap. It's come off its hop. It was in the 70s. Now it's 47. So the question is this a good time to buy it? Is this where you want to pick it up? I like buying stocks when they're on sale. Is this on sale enough? It might go down to the low 40s before it finds a bottom. That seems like a very strong support area, low 40s. So I might be a little bit patient in here, but I think it's a good company to own. I do. Okay, let me turn to a stock question that came in from an email sent to me. Hi, Steve. I was wondering if you could look at STOR, S-T-O-S-T-O-R, and just for everybody, that's STOR Capital Corp. It's a REIT, Real Estate Investment Trust. Remember, REITs, to become a REIT, you have to pay 90%. You got to be in the real estate area. Your company has to be in real estate of some kind. And you have to pay 90% of your earnings in the form, pay it out in the form of a dividend to your shareholders. And if you do that, then you don't have to pay corporate income tax. The shareholders have to pay it when they get the dividend. Okay, I have owned for over a year and have done well. I'm up 70%, but it's still a small percentage of my portfolio. Do you think I should hold? Look forward to your answer on the podcast. Well, let's look at STOR. They're going to make $2.10 next year. They're going to make $1.95 this year, $1.83 last year. So they're moving in the right direction. Sales growth, 14% in the most recent quarter. Last quarter, 2%. Quarter before that, no growth. But generally, they've been growing their sales. It's a $9.2 billion company. It's a $34 stock, going to make $2.10. Therefore, you're looking at, what, 15, 16, 17 PE. The five-year range is 7 to 21. So it's kind of a little bit above the midpoint of their valuation. Return on equity is very disappointed at only 4%. Not good. They don't have a ton of debt. Most REITs have lots of debt. What do? They own 2,634 single-tenant commercial real estate properties in 49 states. So they own a building, and it might be like, a fast food chain in that build, a fast food store. Or they own a building, and it might be a CVS owns that has the whole building. Single-tenant building, commercial property. Okay, so it pays a 4.5% dividend, and that should, when they make $2.10 and it's a $34 stock, that's about $1.50. Yeah, they should be able to maintain that 4.5% pretty easily. So remember, they got to pay 90% of the earnings out in the dividend. So, Let's take a look at a chart. I think a chart will be a better indicator. Yeah, it's been moving sideways for months and months. The range between low 30s and high 30s. And today it's at 34. So you don't really buy this stock for price appreciation. You'll buy it for the dividend. And that seems to be pretty solid. Okay, I take a couple minutes out, not even a couple minutes, to talk about KPP Financial every day, if I could, real quick. We're in Irvine, California. We operate with a philosophy of independent thinking and shared success. And when I say shared success, that means I buy the same stocks as my clients do at the same price, same percentage of the portfolio, same everything. And we have five programs. I'm in all my programs. Okay. So I put my money where my mouth is, and we like to do that. We like to invest alongside our clients, okay, because we think that's the right thing to do, frankly. If you want to take a look at your portfolio, be happy to do that. You can call the KPP Financial offices in Irvine, California, or you can send me an email from our website, investtalk.com, or KPP Financial, and click on the Contact Us button or email button, and just send me an email. We'll happy to talk to you. And when we take a look at your portfolio, again, please remember, there's no obligation. You don't have to do anything with us. We will take a look at your portfolio, see if it matches your risk tolerance after asking you a few questions, and tell you what we think. Yeah, we won't tell you stuff like, well, you need to be in our program because yours are much better than... No, we don't do that. If you want to manage your own portfolio, if you listen to us, our show is one of education. We want you to manage your own. If you have the time, the patience, the desire, and the knowledge. The problem is, our marketing strategy is one of those things you don't have. Time, patience. You know, you're not a patient person. You don't have the time to do the research. That's why you hire people like us. But we'll teach you. We want to teach you. We want to help you. And if you want to do it, that's great. I don't have a problem with that. Anyways, cryptocurrencies. I've been thinking about cryptocurrencies for some time. You know, it's been in the news. Everybody's always excited about it. And I'm going to tell you this. If cryptocurrencies get popular, I mean really popular, where people are using to buy things and sell things, and you know, it starts to become a significant part of our economic life, buying and selling, this economy. If that happens, the government's going to step in, and they're going to do something drastic. Why? Because the government wants control of its currency. Every government in the world wants control of its currency. They want to be able to print the money. They want to print extra when they think they need extra, or shrink it if they think they have too much in the system. That helps them control the economy, inflation, and all kinds of things. If you have a cryptocurrency they have no control of, they have no way of balancing or checks and balances in the system, they will then make sure that they do have that checks and balances, and there'll be lots of regulation. I think the cryptocurrency gets too popular, the government will shut it down some way, shape, or form. This is Invest Talk. I'm Steve Peasley. If you have one goal here, and that's always to help you achieve financial freedom. And of course, we'll continue that work. So get your questions in now, 888-99-CHART.
InvestTalk is here to help. And when you download the free InvestTalk podcasts, don't forget to rate and review. The phone lines are open, 888-99-CHART.
Hey, Steve and Justin. This is Dylan from Brooklyn calling again. Appreciate you guys as always. Today I'm calling about CEI, Camber Energy. They are a carbon capture company. I went in on it kind of just for fun off of a Twitter play. Got in a couple of weeks ago at around 40 cents, and I'm now sitting at 300% profits on it as close as $1.69 today. Curious to see if you guys think that this has more room to run considering it's an ESG play, or if I should just take these profits and get out of Dodge. Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend. I'm sure I'll be talking to you soon.
Well, they've spiked before back in February a year ago. So back in 2000, February, it spiked up to $3.10 for a day, then fell back down to $2.30, and then fell all the way down to under 50 cents a share. Now they spiked up again, $1.69. I would take the profits and run if I were you. They make no money. It's a very tiny company, $176 million market cap. Their sales is less than $100,000 a quarter and have been that way for 2 years every quarter. So they don't have much sales. They're losing money. They lost $3.85 a share last year. A negative cash flow of 78 cents a share. There's absolutely no, what do they do? Engaged in exploration and production of oil, natural gas properties in Texas. But it says, well, apparently they're not doing very well. So why is the stock spiking up? There's some kind of news. So something drove it up because something was positive. Maybe one of their wells got oil in it. But man, I would take the money and run if I were you. There'd be no question about it. Just take it and go. Be happy, especially with those kind of profits. Okay? One-third American workers leave free money on the table. How do they do that? American workers leaving free money. How they do that is they have 401Ks, 403Bs, 457 programs in which the employers match their contributions, and they're not contributing anything or enough. They don't get the full match or any of the match. They're just disregarding free money. They don't care. They're not going to get it. Don't want it. Don't care. Makes no sense. This makes no sense. Why would anybody do that? I don't get that. I mean, it's free. Your employer wants to give it to you. It's free. And it helps you save money. Why wouldn't you do that? See, now I know some people, you know, some people live from paycheck to paycheck to paycheck, but you stop doing that. Save enough to get the free money. It's free. This is what a third of the people that can get this free money don't do it. 33%. That, to me, that's a high percentage. I think that's ridiculous high. Why would you want not to do that? And back to that cryptocurrency thing, do you think a government is going to let a cryptocurrency replace their currency in that country? Do you think they would let that happen? It's not going to happen, people. They're not going to let another currency, some unregulated currency come in and supplant the current currency, like our dollar. You think our government's going to let, you know, cryptocurrency of any kind, Bitcoin, everybody else, supplant our dollars if it got popular and more and more popular? Or a bunch of currencies got more and more popular, and you and I started buying dinners and shirts and cars with the cryptocurrency instead of American dollars. You think that's going to fly with the government? This is what my point is. That is not going to happen. At some point, they're going to step in. I just don't know when and how. They're starting to step in a little bit. The SEC is saying it's an asset, therefore it needs to be regulated. We don't know what they are, but they're going to do it. I'm Steve Peasley, and this completes another InvestTalk program. Justin Klein, I thank you for listening, and we encourage you to tell your friends and family members, if you would, about the free podcast. To give you an idea of scope, we're in all 50 states, that's easy, and over 50 countries worldwide. 34 million downloads so far. So, you know, it's got to be, people are getting something from it, and I hope they are, and I hope you would too, and tell other people about it. So get your free downloads anytime, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. If you get it from iTunes, please rate us. We would appreciate that. You can rate the various podcasts. Okay? It helps all listeners, by the way, when that happens, believe it or not. Independent thinking and shared success. This is InvestTalk. Enjoy your weekend, everybody.
Because of the nature of the interactive dialogue inherent in the format of this program, it's important for the listener to understand that not all comments made will apply to them specifically. Nothing said shall be taken to be investment advice, or shall statements on this program be considered an offer to buy or sell securities. Such advice is rendered solely on an individual basis, and at times will require that the investor review a prospectus before investing. InvestTalk is a copyrighted program of Klein Pavlis Peasley Financial, a registered investment advisor, which retains all rights. For more information regarding KPP's investment advisors, call 1-800-557-5461. Steve Peasley is President and Justin Klein Chief Executive Officer of Klein Pavlis Peasley Financial. And they thank you for listening and welcome your comments or questions on our 24-hour listening line at 888-99-CHART.